This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Cleveland State women's basketball team is looking for its second straight NCAA tournament appearance. I talked with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, about how the Vikings are excelling on and off the court, even with the loss of one of their best players.
Simply, Cleveland State's women's basketball program in the last 3 years has a combined record of 80-18. I mean, these are the best times of Cleveland State women's basketball ever.
Well, it's been a very unlikely journey to get here because 6 games into the season, their star player, Destiny Leo, goes out with a very serious knee injury.
I mean, Destiny Leo was the Horizon League Player of the Year last season. She's from Eastlake North. She was kind of the player that helped turn the program all around. She decided to stay home and play at Cleveland State. And this year, they were like 5-1 when she got hurt. And as several of the women that I interviewed told me, said, our identity was built around her. She was their safety blanket. And then she gets hurt, and they found a way around it anyway.
And then who were these players that stepped up? They brought in some transfers.
It seems like whatever team we're talking about somewhere in college sports, transfers. That's what you hear. And Cleveland State has done quite a bit of that. They were looking at how can we keep this thing going. Last year, they went to the NCAA tournament. They lost in the first round, but they went. And they lost 4 starters to graduation. So they looked at the transfer portal, and there was a lady named Colby Maples from Arkansas. She was high school valedictorian. She went to Grambling for 2 years. She applied to transfer. And when I chatted with her, I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, my coach left. Now, she was an engineering major. So along with shopping for a Division I place to play, she wanted to play a Division I level where the engineering department was good. So Cleveland State reached out to her. They spotted her name on the transfer portal. They had no idea who she was. Then you could find video. So she came here. She was only averaging about 9-10 points in Grambling. She comes up here. She becomes a 16-point scorer in this system. And then another player that they got was Michaela Perdue. Now, she's from Springfield, Ohio. Cleveland State's been trying to get her for a while. They recruited her out of high school, but she went to Toledo instead. And this is what happens. Sometimes you go there for a couple of years, she just didn't play. And then she played a year at Division II Glenville State. She went in the transfer portal. Cleveland State tried once again to bring her in. This time she came, and she's become their leading scorer. She wasn't even starting until Destiny Leo was hurt, stepped into the lineup, and is averaging like 17 points.
So you mentioned Colby Maples is an engineering major, and the team has several others, including Sarah Guerrero and Carmen Villalobos, who both have 3.8 GPAs. And the sixth-year coach, Chris Kielsmeyer, has kind of used that to his advantage.
Cleveland State has a defense made for engineers. So you got 3 engineers among your top 6 to play. They play this, it's a zone defense, but it's very complicated with a lot of switching and forget X's and O's. You probably need set things to the 7th power and everything else to lay out how they play it. It's very effective, but you got to know what you're doing. In the meantime, this team has like about a 3.4 GPA. I mean, it's a phenomenal story.
Well, the Vikings are 27-4. They finish the regular season with 9 straight wins. They begin their Horizon League tournament play Thursday, and looking likely they could be heading back to the NCAA tournament.
Yes, and doing it in a season where they lost their best player in Destiny Leo, and Destiny Leo can, by the way, play 2 more years starting next year. And I love these stories, Amanda, where they're happening like right in our backyard. If you're kind of a basketball purist, it's fascinating to watch the zone and the engineering majors out there playing it. And then finally, to see some success here, not just on the court, but really where they're getting degrees. They're getting real degrees. And these women are going to be very successful as they go on in life.
Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.